feel like I should bring it up because it's something that everyone struggles with, really. And it was actually really the sort of first time that I've dealt with it.
And I just totally got sidetracked. I just trying to stay awake rather than thinking about the injection.
It was really nice. It was nice to actually get out and just have some fun.
Like, if I mess it up and I go low after, I think I've got to eat. I don't want to eat. You scared of little planes?
Yeah. I'm scared of big planes.
Oh, big plane, little plane.
This is the We Are T1D podcast, the realest type 1 diabetes podcast online. And this podcast is hosted by myself, Mike, and my good type 1 diabetic friend, Jack.
We are just two ordinary blokes from London living with type 1 diabetes.
Everything we say is to be taken as guidance. Please, please, please do not take it as medical advice.
Now, people, again and again, we are not doctors.
Nah, we just want to raise more awareness for this chronic condition and to make sure no type 1 diabetic ever, ever feels alone.
It's a bit quiet without another person here.
Oh, no.
Hi, Jack.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Fantastic.
Win or struggle, let's talk about it.
That was your win this week, mate. Do you want to kick it off or do you want me to?
Yours is really exciting, so I think we should go into your win.
Okay, well, my win this week is I went to see the Staying Relevant podcast live.
Ooh.
In Shepherd's Bush, and it was a fucking wicked night. I got pissed.
Yes.
Right, I was proper drunk as well, bro. It was wicked. It's been a long time since I felt like that. It's been pretty good.
Bit wavy, yeah.
I was really wavy, mate. Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night. Towards the end, even Zoe said towards the end, she's like, obviously, because it's like a live podcast, is you getting interaction from the crowds, and so she's like, you started off a bit quiet. She went, towards the end of the night, you were shouting at everything.
Bit of Dutch courage, yeah?
Yeah. I think 5 double brandies and a pint of San Miguel would probably do that to anyone. It was a good night, bro. It was a good night. And then it topped it off. I saw Barry from EastEnders singing Sweet Caroline. Like, what more could you ask for?
I don't know if I want to see that, to be honest. Was that the highlight?
That was like the last bit, wasn't it? No, it wasn't the highlight. It was just, yeah. It was such a funny night, man. That was all a Christmas present from my wife. So thank you very much, Zoe.
Yeah, it's a lovely present.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so what's your win then?
Well, my win involves 10 pins and a ball.
Oh, yeah, you did win, didn't you? I'm not even clapping you this week.
I did win what, Jack?
You won at bowling, right?
Yes.
You won at bowling. We met up and you won at bowling. All right, I'll give you a clap.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fast.
Do you want to know something funny, though, Jack? I was actually thinking about it. You know that bowl you got cocky on when you would have got a spare, but you tried to do some weird spinny crap?
I know. That would have done the game for me.
That would have been your win.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, guys, it all come down to the last round and we both went hypo.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
I feel we looked at each other at one point and went, we have a beer? Yeah. We're both going hypo, let's have a beer.
I went blind in my right eye, couldn't see out of it properly.
No, you still fucking picked up 2 strikes at the end though, didn't you?
Yeah, I think the beer kicked in. That's what it was.
Yeah. See, Dutch courage. It works for everyone.
And I think in total, I got 125. So not my personal best, but.
Yeah, I think I finished on like 119, was it?
Yeah, 6 points, I think, yeah. I remember you saying.
Yeah, bastard.
Yeah, it was a wicked day, though.
It was. It was really nice. It was nice to actually get out and just have some fun.
And then we done the racing in the arcades.
We did. And you beat me at that as well.
Yeah. And you was like, oh, we're going on Instagram Live. Let's do it live.
Yeah.
And then we done the basketball. Jack did win that, though. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm good at basketball.
Yeah, he's taller than me and he's closer to the net. So
yeah, to be fair, in them arcade games, I can pretty much just put the ball in the basket.
I noticed by your score.
I still didn't beat the higher fucking score. Well, I was going to say, you can guess what my struggle is this week, isn't it? Is losing at bowling.
But the struggle is a win, right?
Yeah. My actual real struggle, to be honest, it's just popped in my head, really. I felt like I should bring it up because it's something that everyone struggles with, really. And it was actually really the sort of first time that I've dealt with it. Hypos with alcohol when I went out.
Was it bad?
No, it weren't bad because I took your advice and just ate as much food as I could possibly shove in my gob and thought, I'd deal with it when it goes higher. I'd rather go to sleep going higher than go to sleep going hypo.
Yeah, you just pretend you're not diabetic when you're drinking.
And
you eat what you want.
I ate everything. We come out of there, I'll save it for the food section. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited now.
Food.
Food. What's your struggle?
Actually happened today. I forgot to take my long lasting to work. And obviously I've got to do it at 8 a.m.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm running high most of today. So that's great fun.
That's not good.
No. I did do it, but it don't seem to be working as well as it should because the timing's off.
Yeah, how long between... When did you actually take it?
I think it was about 1 o'clock in the end. I was meant to do it when I got in, but I totally forgot. I went in Riley's room. He had to sort something on his computer out.
Yeah.
I started falling asleep on the chair in his room. And then I was high as well, which don't help with the tiredness, plus getting in from work. And I just totally got sidetracked. I just trying to stay awake rather than thinking about the injection. So,
yeah.
Then it was about 1. So, yeah.
That's five hours difference.
Yeah.
I noticed the difference in my bloods when I forgot about it a few days ago. And it was only like an hour and a half, 2 hours late. And I could notice the difference in the morning.
Yeah.
Just like the resistance.
Mm, yeah. That's what I've got right now.
Because you just left your hormones to have a fucking party, bruv.
Literally.
Like, yes, no long lasting. Let's go, bruv.
Exactly. Especially with all the emotions I've got at the moment. It's really not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 13.6 right now. I was 11 when we started. Wow, that's gone up 2 in a matter of seconds. I actually need to correct.
Do a correction. 2 seconds. Man. Go for it. Click, 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 click.
13.6.
Yo, what is your average, bruv?
Mine's 6.9 this week.
Oh, I love that number.
69.
Mine is not very good, but it's still all right. It's 8.2.
You're still in the green. You're fine.
It is all green as well, so I am happy about that.
Yeah, there you go.
And my problem is still the evenings.
Oh, mine's still the fucking mornings.
Should we just swap for a day? And I think we'll be all right.
No, because I like eating in the evenings. It's pretty cool.
So do I. That's my problem.
Yeah, but I run low, so it helps me.
Oh, yeah, you get the Lantus hypo, don't you?
Yeah. But the mornings, I always get that fucking 3 a.m. Honestly, I've said it so many times on here, but literally, it is on the fucking dot.
Is your hypo on the dot as well?
Nah, that all sort of depends what time I eat dinner.
Oh, okay.
Because it all seems to stay steady and be all right until I put food and insulin in the mix. And it just, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck knows. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, mate. Yeah, lovely job.
You know full well what I mean.
It's one of them ones, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, one of them diabetic ones. Only the diabetics will get it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you ain't diabetic, you ain't getting it.
If you ain't type one, do one. Oh man. Actually, if you're actually listening and you're not type one, I don't mean fuck off. Please stay and listen to us.
Yeah. So you've been up to much this week, Jack?
Well, I had a very busy weekend. As I say, Friday night was staying relevant in Shepherd's Bush. That was the Shepherd's Bush Empire.
If you keep mentioning it, it's going to stay relevant even longer.
It was honestly, it was brilliant. It was one of the best nights I've had for a long time, man. It was nice to actually get out and have an evening with just me and my wife, enjoying ourselves. And to be honest, as I say, I was pissed. So diabetes weren't really a thing to me that night. Like I was drinking. I was fucking eating bags of crisps and chocolates.
That's good, Jack.
I was just enjoying myself.
Felt human again, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it felt nice. Just me, my wife, and the show. Like we're out, we're having a good time. It was just nice, man. It was just really good.
I thought you were going to say me, myself, and Irene, and I was going to go, who's Irene? I swear I always bring a film reference into it somewhere.
You do. But no, it was, that was that night. And then Saturday, as I say, we met up, went bowling. And then in the evening, I come home and just chilled with Zoe. And Sunday, we went out for a roast dinner.
Ooh.
And it was huge.
Was it big?
It was massive. And I had extras.
Was it humongous?
It was.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Other than that, mate, it's just been work, really. So, yeah, nothing unusual.
Oh, nice.
What about you? What you been up to? Not a lot.
not really.
Just work. Just work. We're adults. That's all we do, bruv, is work and go home.
And then work some more if you're me.
Yeah. Ah, do you know what? I was just clicked in my head. Friday night, when I was out, was the first ever time I actually went into a toilet to inject insulin.
Ooh.
And it was not because I was afraid of doing it in front of people. You know me, I don't give a shit. I would have done it standing on the fucking stage in front of everyone. I don't care.
Yeah. Was it because Pete Wicks has bigger bollocks than you?
No, it was the fact that I didn't want to get my bollocks out because I had a pair of jeans on and no shorts on underneath. So it was just the fact of standing up in the arena and just putting me cacks down and putting a needle in my leg. I thought it was a little bit inappropriate. So I thought I'd take myself out.
I would have too.
Zoe looks at me and she went, "You got to do your lantern soon, didn't you?" I went, "Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go to the toilet." She's like, "Why? Were you nervous?" I'm like, "No." I was like, "Would you like me to get up and just drop my jeans in front of all these people?" She went, "Oh, yeah." I was like, "Yeah, exactly." But it was, they stopped me going in as well.
Why?
Obviously, they do a bag search. And I've opened my bag, and he didn't bother about the needles. He didn't bother about insulin pens. I had Haribo's in there. I had a packet of biscuits, my blood glucose monitor, just the normal shit. The thing he picked out, you know, the squidgy pouches of the glucose liquid. You ever seen them? I think they're made by Dextrose, I'm not sure.
Don't go near Dextrose, mate.
No, I bought him when I was first diagnosed. I just always take them with me when I'm out, just as a very emergency, because they are like 36 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
So I always just keep one of them in my pouch. Anyway, that was what he went for. He picked it up straight away and went, "You're not allowed liquids." So I looked at him, "Mate, I'm type 1 diabetic." He went, "Oh, no worries. Put it back in the pouch." I thought, "Fuck you. Get your hands off my sugar."
You know what it is? Wait, just checking, Jack. How much were drinks in the venue?
A lot.
That's why.
Yeah. But it's actually given me a little hack. So next time I go to an event, I'll take some brandy with me in one of them little sugar pouches, because I've got a diabetes card.
Shush.
Good shout, Noel.
That is a very good shout.
There you go, mate. No, I'm just going hypo. Little did I know, I've got a fucking 125 centiliters of Courvoisier in it.
Well, listeners, if you've ever used the diabetes card to sneak in like foods or alcohol anywhere, please let us know.
Yeah.
That's wicked. Oh, should we get into food?
Let's should we go to food? We're talking about food.
Did somebody say just food?
Food. Food.
Why do I like that jingle so much?
I don't know. It's wicked, isn't it?
It's so shit. It's good.
What have you been eating this week then?
A lot. I've
a lot.
But I'm actually going to... What I want to talk about is my little first attempt at a risotto.
Ooh.
Mm.
How did that go?
No spoilers. I'm not going to spoil it. So I've done a chicken, chorizo, mushroom, onion risotto. And, a tomato mascarpone as well. It was so creamy.
Blind a horse, yeah? Mascarpone.
I say the mask of Tony.
Mascarpone, mate.
No, the mask of Tony.
Mask of Tony.
Yeah, the mask of Tony. It's marvellous.
It's a smelly mask. I'm sorry, carry on.
And extra cheese. And you know what? I had to add so much like boiling water to it. It is ridiculous. Cooking risotto rice is actually quite hard.
Yeah, you have to just keep adding water and water and water. I've never made it personally myself, but I remember watching my mum make it when I was a child, and it looks like hard work.
I won't say it was hard. You just have to care. Like, you know, some dinners you just whack in the oven, yeah, or put it in the pan. You don't really watch it, don't really do much to it.
Yeah, it's ready when it's ready.
This one you have to spend time with. Mm. Like, I felt like I was on a date with my food.
Oh, really?
Like, I got to know it. Just stirring it nonstop, like, yeah, how's your day going? Oh, you want turning now, do you? Okay, lovely. Oh, you drying out a bit? You need a bit of wetness? Oh, okay.
Oh, a bit of lube.
Fucking dirty bastard.
Was you gentle?
Dinner was nice and moist.
I should hope so, the amount you kept lubing it up.
Yeah, well... It was nice. See, I got Riley to try some as well. Obviously, he don't really like anything other than pizza, nuggets, or chips. He's quite boring with his food.
Oh, I wish I could have that diet.
Yeah. And he goes, it's not bad, actually. I was like, all right, do you want some? He goes, no, I couldn't eat a whole plate of it. But it's not bad. I was like... I was like, that's a win for me, thanks.
Oh, bless.
Daughter Jamie had it. She enjoyed it a little bit. They don't like rice, though. This is the weird thing. So I'm surprised they even attempted it.
Strange.
If I'd done this recipe with pasta, I think they'd just muller it.
I suppose you could, couldn't you? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same thing, but...
Well, no, one's pasta, one's rice, but...
Well, yeah.
I know what you mean.
Let's not get into that.
The flavourings.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
I know exactly what you meant, Jack. Don't worry, I got you.
Thank you.
So what food have you had?
Loads.
Yes.
Yes.
We love food.
Yeah. Well, I've had quite a lot of cake that Zoe made us for our birthday.
That's why my average is 8.2.
Thanks, Zoe.
Thanks, Zoe.
Put a high point with the alcohol. I was, I started going sort of low in the theatre while the show was going on. So I went back up to the bar and got another two double brandies. But yeah. I also got some crisps and some Maltesers. So I ate a packet of crisps and Maltesers while I was in there. Then come out. And for the second time that night, because I had it before I went into the show, I went and got a McDonald's.
Mm.
But I actually didn't inject for the McDonald's the second time.
Smart. Well done, Jack.
I had a small cheeseburger and six nuggets.
Yeah, that's actually quite a good choice, actually.
I think I worked it out. It was about 40 grams of carbs. And went home and I went hypo again at about 1 o'clock, like dropping quite fast. So I ate a whole yum-yum without... bolusing at all. That was another like 40 grams of carbs. I went asleep and I woke up in the morning at 7.8, so it worked.
Wow. That's well done.
Thank you.
You see why I drink now, don't you?
Yeah, it's actually not as hard as I thought it was. You just need to remember to eat.
It's harder with beer, though.
I only had one beer. I was drinking spirits, so I didn't really get the highs from the sugar. I just got the hypos from the alcohol.
Yeah, so that's why they recommend that diabetics drink spirits and all that malarkey, which is great recommendation, really. Just get us fucked.
It does. Well, I'm a prime example. I had five and I was battered, bruv.
I would be too, don't worry.
Oh, it was weird. It was wicked. And then on Sunday, as I say, I had that roast dinner. I had a beef short rib. I don't know whether you've had ever had one of them.
Is that the one that looks like a lamb shank?
Yeah, it's like a fucking dinosaur bone, just with meat on it. It's huge. But it literally falls off the bone. Like, you could pull the bone out clean off the meat.
Ooh.
Like, it is so good. And then I had two Yorkshire puddings.
Two?
Yep. One of them was an extra. I had roast potatoes and extra roast potatoes.
Ooh, double roast potatoes.
Yep, double roast potatoes. I asked the waitress if they could ask the chef to put some crackling on my plate from the pork dish, and they did. So I had two massive bits of crackling.
Two crackling. Here they come, two by two, hurrah.
Hurrah. And then I had one pig in blanket.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you messed it all up.
Bit of veg and some stuffing. It was fucking fantastic, bruv.
No, I'm just disappointed now. Why only one pig in blanket?
Well, I was actually under the assumption that one come with the food, and then I ordered an extra one, but I was wrong. It didn't come with the food.
Oh, okay.
So I was aiming for two. The thought was there.
Mm. Well, it's double pork, isn't it? It's bacon and sausage, so.
Yeah, and they're proper fat off Cumberland sausages, so they do tend to quite fuck me up.
Yeah, sausages are lethal.
Yeah, they are very bad.
I think they're worse than pasta sometimes.
They are. I'd rather eat pasta and rice and all. I very, very, very rarely will eat a pork sausage.
You have your chicken ones, don't you?
Yeah, I have my chicken ones. It's no fat, no nothing. It's just chicken.
Clues in the name.
Yeah, but you said pork sausage, and then you actually read what's in it, and it's just full of shit.
It is.
And there's so much fat in them as well. That's what fucks you up. It's the fat.
It is the fat, yeah. 25%. You know that now, though, Jack.
Yeah, well, I think, if I remember rightly, and I do, because it's still quite fresh in my brain, I put 12 units in up front before the roast. I ate it quite quickly. No, I didn't really pre-bolus because obviously it's full of fat, so it ain't going to really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed steady for about an hour. Went hypo, not hypo, but they started, I think I've just hit 3.8 or something like that, but I had a little tiny boost bar in my pocket, so I just ate that.
Snacker Jack. Yep.
Yep. And then I think about 2 hours later, I needed another 4 units to correct, because that's when everything started kicking in.
Okay. So really, you could have done less to begin with.
Yeah, I possibly maybe should have split it and done maybe 10 up front and then done the remaining sort of whatever, what it was, 6 maybe a few hours later.
See, that's how fun eating is with type 1 diabetes. You just never know.
Yeah, I know. Oh, do you know what happened to me yesterday? I've had a full week of it yesterday, this week with food, to be honest, now talking about it.
Go on.
Went to work, had me breakfast as normal at 6 a.m. And then I usually don't eat again until about 12, 1 o'clock when I have my lunch, unless my bloods go low and I have to have a snack.
Yeah.
It comes to about 10 o'clock. And we was just working in the yard, sorting bits out. So I was just like, I'm literally going to go caff and get a coffee. Do you want anything? To me, brother. And he went, get us a coffee and a sausage sandwich. As soon as he said sandwich, I was just like, oh, bacon sandwich. Love a bacon sandwich. So I was like, yeah, fuff it. I'm getting one. So I've gone there, got the caff. So about half 10, I've eaten a bacon sandwich. come to 12 o'clock, I started getting a little bit peckish. So I left it about 12:15. I was like, right, I'm going to go and eat my food now, because them boys sat down and had their food as well.
Mm.
So I got all my stuff out of my bag, calculated all my carbs, injected 8 units. I think I had like a salad, obviously my deconstructed sandwich, I'm back on them. So two bits of bread and a salad, pack of crisp, chocolate bar, and maybe a yogurt, I think. So I've injected me 8 units. I started eating my salad. Obviously, I've eaten 2 hours ago. As soon as I started eating it, my belly just went, nah, not hungry. Not hungry. So now I'm thinking, shit, I've just injected 8 units. I need to eat this. Like, I had to force myself to eat my lunch, bruv.
I can relate a lot to that, because I don't leave food for that reason.
Mm.
I probably eat too much, to be honest, but I can relate to that because it happens so many times. Well, to me in general, like, because sometimes, you know, where I guesstimate food a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if I mess it up and I go low after, I think I've got to eat. I don't want to eat. Yeah. I don't even want to drink anything sugary. I don't even want to eat a lift tab.
Yeah.
I just fuck off.
Yeah. Well, it did actually pass my mind. Well, I sort of muscled through me salad. I left about, I just ate, because it was like a ham, egg and cheese salad. So I just ate the ham and the egg just to get the little bits of protein out of it.
Yeah.
And then left the salad. So I thought, that's like, if I can leave anything, I can leave the salad, because there's no fucking carbs in it. It don't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So I ate the bread, ate the crisps, and then I'm looking. I've got a chocolate Snacker Jack and a yogurt left, and I'm looking at it. Even my brother's looking at me laughing. I'm eating a Snacker Jack. I'm just chewing. Just like, I really don't want to eat this. And I'm looking, my bloods are starting to go low. And it, like, the numbers are dry. I'm looking. Like, I don't want the yogurt.
Don't make me do it.
I looked in my bag and thought, shall I just have 2 cans of Coke? I had 2 baby Cokes with me. Obviously, 2 of them, 30 grams of carbs. I thought, shall I just drink 2 cans of Coke? Fuck it.
Did you do it?
Nah, because I thought if I drink that, it's going to spike me and make me go fucking mental, because it is just pure sugar. And I'm going to have to eat later when it fizzles out anyway.
But you might be hungry then.
That is true. That is true. I ate the yogurt anyway. It was so horrible trying to eat something you just really didn't want.
Mm.
And that doesn't happen very often with me. It was literally, if I didn't have that one bacon roll and threw my routine out, I would have been fine.
Yeah, you're very much routine.
Yeah.
Today's breakfast was I had frankfurters in the fridge at work anyway, so thankfully my food stays in the fridge now as well. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the system.
Fuck the system. Thank God for a new manager. That's all I've got to say. So I had the frankfurters, and I bought some eggs and some cheese and some bread and some butter. So I had a 3 slice of toast. With I'd done a scramblet.
Oh, nice.
So obviously I've got to do it in a microwave. So I'd done the eggs in the microwave, frankfurters in the microwave, mixed it all up, threw a bit of cheese on it. So frankfurter cheese omelette. It was beautiful, by the way.
That actually sounds very nice.
It is. It really is.
You do love your frankfurters, don't you?
Do you know why? I want sausages, but you can't do sausages in a microwave.
Nah, and to be honest, I'm actually all right eating frankfurters.
Yeah, I am as well.
But if I, like I've said, like, if I actually have a sausage, it's not good news, bruv.
No, it's about 1.5 hours later, I've noticed, with sausages.
About 1.5 to 2 hours, and it just fucking comes out of nowhere.
But by the time it hits you, you fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then you wake up like, fuck, am I?
Oh, shit. No, I've actually found that other app quite useful, bruv, now, to be honest, with the other alarms.
What, a Glue Roo?
Mm-hmm, yes.
It's good, isn't it?
It is. It's all right. That is pretty much all I use it for. I will throw that out there. I think there's way too many buttons and way too many little things. I literally use it for the extra alarm.
Yeah, but It works.
And the display on my phone, that is very handy.
And it gives you a little notification at the top of your screen, so you don't actually have to even look at what your readings are. You can see it in your notification bar.
That's what's handy for me, because when I wake up during the night, and sometimes you wake up and just think, oh, I want me sugars. Obviously, it's always on your mind, isn't it? First thing you think of is, want me sugars?
Yeah.
Just roll over. Usually, you're struggling trying to unlock your phone. Nah. All I've literally got to do is press the side button and light the screen up, and it is there.
I want to design something that's like an LED screen clock. Like, you know, you get the LED clocks beside your bed.
Yeah.
I want to know if you can get one that you can link your, like an app to put a widget on there and have the clock as well. So you can have your glucose readings as well as the time.
Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah. If anyone knows of anything that does,
I'm sure you've seen it as well. That digital thing that sits on the side of your desk. Have you seen that?
The one in America. Yeah, it's like £100.
Yeah, but that only shows you sugars, doesn't it?
Yeah, that only does sugars. So I don't want that. I want a clock as well. Throw in a wireless charger as well, and we're laughing.
Right, if anybody out there knows how to start off designing anything, come and see us. We'll give you, don't know, what, 10%?
It would be them doing it.
Yeah, but it's our idea. 15%. 15%.
Just fucking make it and I'll buy it off you.
Well, I'm thinking Dragon's Den.
I'm thinking I want a clock that shows my reading. You can do the money making with merch. Actually, let's talk about merch, Jack.
Ooh, it's coming. I've finally won you round with a merch.
So it turns out one of my oldest friends, who you might have remembered me mention during my speech about my life, if you've listened to it, DJ Risky, he now has an embroidery and printing company. So, yeah. The ball's rolling, and we will be getting merchandise.
Yes, very, very soon, people.
So definitely look out for that. We'll be doing, T-shirts?
It will be a very limited drop to start with, obviously, because it's only the first sort of order that we put through. So we will have some T-shirts in stock in two colours. We will have some jumpers, hoodies in stock in two colors, and we will have some of our famous We Are T1D tea mugs.
Yes,
because I need a new one. Because what's it smash my one?
I'm waiting for that. I think that was the kick up the ass to get some more done.
It was definitely, as soon as that smashed, I was like, right, I need to order this merchandise.
So yeah, we'll be sending it through the website probably. I don't know if I work out how to link it all to Instagram as well. If you can buy through there,
might even do it on TikTok shop as well.
Yo, let me begin, because it's time for the listener win.
First up, we have Maria. Wait, weren't she on last week?
Yeah, she was.
Well, she's in the Philippines right now, but she's struggling with food. She said, "Rice is life."
Well done, Maria.
Well done. And after the risotto, I can agree.
Yeah. Oh, how's the Philippines? I bet it's nice.
Yeah. I hope you have a really nice time. I think you had to do two flights and everything, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you have to go on a little plane for that?
Are you asking me or Maria?
I'm asking you, just in general, whether you knew or not. I don't know.
No, I have no idea. I ain't got a Scooby, mate.
Because if you do have to go on a little plane, that's one place that we'll never be visiting.
You scared of little planes?
Yeah. I'm scared of big planes.
Oh, big plane, little plane. Just going a helicopter.
Oh, fuck that. That's even scarier. I'm scared of heights, your arsehole.
Are you scared of boats?
You are, aren't you? Depends how far you get. Depends how far you get. If we're talking like a little trip from Portsmouth to the Isle of Wight, I'm game, bruv. But if you're talking a ferry around the Caribbean, you can go fuck yourself.
All right. You're someone that likes to be grounded. Got it.
Yeah. Why do you think I put fences up, bruv?
So you can't go into the water.
Oh, shit. Well, next win, we've got Georgia, and they say 100% time in range for the first time in 6 years. Wow.
Wow.
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
And Jack, a little secret. You know Georgia, right?
Yeah.
She has hypos like me.
What do you mean like you?
You know where I go really hyper?
Oh, she's a weirdo.
You can't call her weird. She's so mean.
I'm joking. I feel sorry for whoever's around you when you're hypo, because Michael's a fucking nightmare. Great fun.
Get her on as a guest.
Oh, if you're both hypo and I have to...
And we're both hypo, mate, you are going to love the episode.
We heard on the first bonus episode what I had to put up with the day you went very hypo.
Oh, yeah.
It scrapped a whole episode, Mike.
Yeah. So, next up.
Oh, yeah.
We have Chloe or Chloe. Yesterday, my bloods were in range all day. Only went out once due to a slow release in pasta.
Well done. Yeah, well done. Pasta's hard work, man.
It can be. If your portions are small, it's easy. If you eat portions like me, it's not.
Yeah, you don't even weigh it, though.
Yeah, that's probably my problem.
You don't even try.
Nah. I didn't 10 years ago and I didn't 20 years ago. Why will I do it now?
Oh, no, that's wicked, Chloe. Well done for staying in range, though.
Yeah.
And at least you know what it was that threw it out. Right, next up we've got Lisa and Marcus, and it says one word, chocolate.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
I love chocolate.
I love chocolate. I've eaten so much of it.
You have chocolate every day, Jack.
Yeah, I do actually.
I was waiting for it.
I was just trying to think whether I do or don't, but yeah, I do.
I know you do.
It's not always bad chocolate, though.
It's not bad chocolate.
Like a Kit Kat or something. Like that's just, there's only a little bit of chocolate on there.
Yeah, you have small portions.
Yeah, it's not like I'm whacking down off fucking bars and bars of Galaxy.
Or a big bar of Mint Aero.
Oh.
Stop
it.
I really fancy that right now.
Go and get one.
No, because I will, because they're the cheap ones. They're like a quid.
No, no.
Right. So we've got Life of a T1 Toddler, 97% in range on Easter Sunday. Hey, well done.
That's wicked.
That is well good.
It is. I was nowhere near that. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, and this is, and they're a lot younger than us, Jack, and they can
do it. I know. Oh, I could have done it. I just chose not to.
Yeah. I don't know if I could.
No, I probably couldn't, to be fair.
I had chocolate for breakfast.
What, Easter Sunday, did you?
Yeah.
That's just greedy.
I woke up and was like, oh, toffee crisp Easter egg. And I was like, I just ate my toffee crisp. And I thought that was nice. I think I waited about 20 minutes and then was like, fuck it, I'm eating the egg.
Oh, I haven't had a toffee crisp for years.
They're so nice.
Yeah, that is one of my favourite all times.
My favourite all times.
Oh, I'm going to get one. So, right, next up we've got Louise W, and they say HbA1c down to 48. Get in.
Get in.
Yes, Louise. Come on.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's wicked.
It's lower than me.
Yeah, I think it's lower than mine as well, actually.
Yeah, that is brilliant. It must be all the sensors she's wearing. Right, so next up we've got Jord Hill. Enjoying my all-inclusive holiday without looking at my stats too much. That's brilliant.
Well done.
That's what you call truly being on holiday, mate.
Yeah. Just
enjoying your holiday and not worrying about the realness, but obviously keeping it in check at the same time. Well done.
We're human. You have to let yourself go.
Yeah.
Right, next up we've got Flood Tribe. It says, not one hypo for 4 days.
Well yes. Done.
Well done. That's beautiful.
So next up we have Heath. Been on holiday in Italy and ate all the carbs and still 94% in range. Oh yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Well done.
Nice.
Not bad for eating salads, is it? No, I'm joking. Pizza and pasta. Wow.
Yeah, that's mad.
But the pizza in Italy is actually real pizza. It's like thin. It's not like what we have here.
Yeah, it's not like a fucking shit you bought off the shelf at Tesco.
Just dough.
Isn't it?
Yeah, calzone is still my favourite pizza.
That's the first folded pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, and you just ram everything in the middle. It's just, yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's basically a wrap. Pizza wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, that wraps it up for this week, mate.
It does, like my pizza.
Yeah, exactly that. That's what, see, perfect transition. Wrapping pizzas, wrap it up. Let's go.
Let's go. Right, bye.
That's it. Now, thank you very much for joining us this week, people. I just want to say, actually, the feedback that we got online last week after our birthday was just amazing. Like, some of the messages that everyone has been sending us and saying how much we've changed people's lives, we've helped people, we've, like, honestly, we never ever expected to be touching people this way.
We had hoped we would do that, but never expected. So
yeah. So it's just a big thank you to all of you.
Yeah, thank you.
And on that note, let's get the fuck out of it. We'll see you next week.
Till next week.
Bye bye.
TTFN.
Had to throw it in, didn't you?
I do, yeah, every time. It's fucking stupid. I hate it so much, but I have to say it.
That's like a really shit catchphrase.
Yeah. I need a new catchphrase.
What are you gonna say?
Yeah,
that's it, mate.
My head just went cuckoo, cuckoo. See you guys.
Bye.